You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. You are good and worthy to be praised. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this time of prayer, where we are praying, hallelujah, where we are seeking the Lord God Almighty, where we are basking in his presence, abiding and dwelling and living and breathing his presence. Amen. Breathing his air. Hallelujah. Breathing the air of the Spirit of truth. Breathing his breath of life. Lord God, we need to be resuscitated. Lord God, we need encouragement. Lord God, we need your spirit. Lord God, we need you. And so, God, I thank you that we, as we are seeking you, that we are finding you. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you, and we thank you, and I thank you, and we thank you, and I thank you, and we thank you, and I thank you, and we thank you. We come humbly. We come exalting you. We come blessing your name. We come praising you. The Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Where we're entering in saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're entering into the secret place, the holy of holy place that you, Jesus, have given us access to. And we're saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're saying, holy, holy, holy. Lord God, you are holy. We join the angelic army, hallelujah, crying out, holy, holy, holy. Oh God, we thank you that this day we are in this moment, we are setting our heart on you, our eyes on you, our mind on you, casting our cares to you. Hallelujah, Rebasaya, the restorer of our soul. God, we need you. Lord, I have something on this thing on my spirit that I'm trying to find the articulation to, but we come, it's like the Holy Spirit making me aware of, we come to God saying that we need this problem resolved. We need this ailment. We need healing to this ailment. We need provision. And yes, although we need these various things, individualized things, and some of us have a list of things, but I'm reminded even right now how the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, added unto us. And so there's this thing where I'm sensing, oh, how do I say it? A feeling, the communication from heaven of, we need Yahweh. I don't need you for a thing, but I need you. We need you. We need the fullness of you, because it's something about when we have the fullness of God, when we have the fullness of you, although we still have needs that you supply according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. Ah, yereboso bogodia rabasaya. Although we still have, hallelujah, these afflictions and ailments and distresses and worries and cares, I thank you, Lord. There's something that transformative that happens when we get the fullness of God, when we seek the fullness of God. That, yeah, God, you know what? My mind is, I need you. I need you. And as I get you, these things, you're taken care of.
As I get you these things you're attending to, as I get you these things you're adding unto us, as we get you, oh God, these things you are resolving, as we get you, oh God, oh, come on, Holy Spirit, as we get you, oh God, these things, you're removing, these things you're parting, these things you're making a way out of no way, as we get you, oh God, we get you doing the impossible. As we get you, oh God, we get you speaking your mysteries to us. As we get you, God, we get you revealing your secrets. To us. As we get you, oh God, hallelujah, we're getting wisdom. As we get you, oh God, we're getting discernment. As we get you, oh God, we're getting understanding. As we get you, oh God, we're getting this a spirit to, ooh, hallelujah, of enduring. Come on. As we get you, oh God, reba shandeya, roko. As we get you, oh God, we're getting, hallelujah, we're getting the fruit is ripening, that fruit of long suffering. Amen. It is a fruit. It is a healthy place, although it may not feel like a healthy place. And there's some things that we got to know how to endure. There's some seasons we got to know how to endure. We got to know how to push. We got to know how to long suffer well, long suffer healthy. As we get you, oh God, we get joy. For the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. As we get you, oh God, we get your spirit that causes us to walk through a grieving. Hallelujah. Supernaturally walk through a grieving, a mourning, lamenting, hallelujah, in a way that is yataya, tilted to you, oh God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, and I just heard the word water. There's a difference of walking through and being watered while we're walking through, and there's a difference because we're tilted and turned and leaning on, and there's a way to walk through and be and become dry and like dehydrated, because we're not dipping in the well of living water. Amen. Our living water. He is our living water. And so, God, I thank you that as we get you, we're getting living water. Come on, somebody. As we get God, hallelujah, on this day, we're getting living water. As we get God on this day, we're getting perspective. Fresh, I heard the word fresh. Fresh perspective. As we get God, yebosoya, we're getting strength. The Bible says that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. As we get God, ah, yebahanda bosia. Yes, God. As we get you, oh God, hallelujah. As we get you, oh God. Oh Lord, as we get you, oh God, as we seek you, oh God, as we search for you, oh God, as we just set our desire on you, oh God. Come on, I hear you, Holy Spirit. As we set our desire on you, you are giving us the desires of our hearts. You are giving us desires that align with you. You are giving us desires in according to the plans that you have for us, according to the purpose that you have for us, according to the promise that you have for us, even if it's a desire for just you. Yes, hallelujah. Because there's some things that God will give us a desire for him, like, I just want to do your will. And if this is your will, I wouldn't have chose this. I wouldn't have went this way, but I just want to do your will. So if I got to die to self here, hallelujah, to deny self here in order to do your will, thine will be done. Oh, Lord, today have mercy on me. Somebody need to say that. Lord, today have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, today, have mercy on me. Thank you for your mercy. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you for your mercy that gives us vision. Thank you for your mercy that quickens us and causes us to rise up and walk. Thank you for your mercy. Yebo sondo urubukundia, that remembers us. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. That moves in a dry place. Thank you for your mercy that moves in the barren place. Thank you for your mercy, oh God. Ooh, that is new every morning. Tender mercies, tender mercies, tender, your tender mercies that are new every morning. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Ooh, thank you for your mercy, oh God. Yes, that's new every morning. May we be merciful. Come on, somebody. May we be merciful. Yes, may we show forth mercy, new mercy. Mm-hmm. New mercy. Every morning. We're operating in a new mercy. Can we, may we operate in the new mercy of the day and not off of a mercy from yesterday, yesterweek, yestermonth, yesteryear, yester 5 years, yester 10 years, yesterdecade, multiple decades that is now dried, and we're thus not showing mercy, and thus holding account of wrongdoings. And thus, operating in unforgiveness. Lord God, may we forgive. Let the forgiving season be. Wherever it is, whatever it is, whoever it is, we forgive, God. We forgive that the flow from heaven, hallelujah, will be unobstructed. That the flow of heaven to us, that the flow of heaven to our tent of dwelling, that the flow of heaven to our yerobosia, our head, our physical bodies, like the flow of heaven to our homes, the flow of heaven to our relationships, the flow of heaven to our finances. Ha, yeah, oh, basande, oh, basia. The flow of heaven, hallelujah, to each part of our body that needs healing. The flow of heaven, let it not be obstructed by unforgiveness. We thank you, oh God. We forgive, and we got to do it by faith. Some of us, we got to do it by faith. Some of us, the problem is we're trying to do it in our own might versus in God's might, in his power. Ooh. We're trying to do it by ourselves versus doing it with him. Oh, yeroboso, rekandaboso, hatabagigianda. We thank you, oh God, and we forgive. Hallelujah, forgive. Forgive. I don't know who this is for, but somebody forgive. Forgive and let the Lord heal. Forgive and let the Lord restore. Forgive and let the Lord mend. I hear the Bible. I hear the Lord reminding me of scripture, how he is near the brokenhearted. Mm-hmm. Those crushed in spirit. Yes, he is near. He is near. So I thank you that he is near. Some of us need to know today. God may seem far. God may seem like he has forsaken. Oh, Sheba Sanda. Roko. But I sense the Holy Spirit that God is near. God is closer than we think. Hallelujah. Oh, in fact, God has wrapped you in his bosom. Oh, Lord God, I thank you. Yeah, when circumstances and situations in life has seemingly spoken that we're not important, has seemingly spoken that we can just walk all over, has seemingly spoken, we can be discarded, has seemingly spoken, hallelujah, a place of oppression. I hear the Holy Spirit telling me and telling us that you are extremely important, and he has not forgotten, and he has not forsaken. Thank you, oh God. And so, God, we say thank you.
Ooh, we say thank you. Thank you, oh God. We thank you that we are your children. We thank you that we are your children, that we belong to you, and that that healing is our bread. And we thank you, oh God, that the righteous, hallelujah, won't beg, don't have to beg for bread. I thank you, oh God, that you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Hallelujah. Yerabo. We thank you, oh God, for our daily bread. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for our daily bread being materialized, hallelujah, in the ways in which we as a way of supply to the need. We thank you for the bread that materialized, hallelujah, through a financial blessing. We thank you for the bread, our daily bread that materialized. Oh, Lord, thank you. And healing that materialized in that pain dissipating. And we thank you for our daily bread that materialized in opportunity. We thank you, oh God, for our daily bread that materialized in a key and an open door. And I thank you, oh God. I saw a key and then also open door. So we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for a daily bread that materialized in provision, that a daily bread that materialized in a joy, that materialized in peace, that materialized that materialize in a new mindset. I thank you, oh God, and we thank you for the daily bread, hallelujah, that materialize in your strength overtaking us. You give us strength. You give us strength. You give us power. You give us might. Oh God, we thank you for power. We thank you for might. We thank you for strength, oh God. We thank you for laughter, oh God. We thank you for beauty, for ashes, oh God. A oil of joy for that place of mourning, oh God. A spirit of praise for that yerabo soko obasia, that disrupting and removing that place of heaviness. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, we thank you. Where we are weary, I thank you for breathing in that place, oh God, quickening in that place, oh God, giving us a second wind, third wind, fourth wind, fifth wind, sixth wind, seventh wind. And as I'm saying wind, now I'm hearing win, W-I-N. We thank you, oh God, for the victory, for you are Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner, for you are Jehovah Sabaoth, our Lord of hosts, the Lord Yerabasa, of war. You fight our battles. You fight our battles, and we just need to be still and hold our peace. Oh yes, God, that's what you told the children of Israel when they saw the Egyptians, when they saw their enemies fast approaching, and they were stuck, seemingly stuck, divinely positioned, but divinely positioned and seemingly stuck in the natural. So we need to be able to see through faith and not. Okay, Holy Spirit, I'm going to calm down. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. The Bible also says that we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, Lord. So when we step out of faith and we see, what we see is not what it is. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, the children of Israel, they saw themselves, when outside of faith, they saw themselves over. They saw it over. Oh, it's over. We're about to die. They saw their enemies fast approaching. They did not see their enemies
They did not see themselves as being used by God to for him to get his glory. They did not see, they could not see 10 steps ahead, that the they could not see 10 seconds ahead. They could not see 10 minutes ahead. Oh, come on, hallelujah. Come on, come on. We can't see 10 minutes ahead. We can't see one day ahead. And I'm reminded that the Bible says that now. Faith, now faith. Oh, Lord, we need now faith, not yester faith. There's no such thing as yester faith. Tomorrow faith is right now faith. We can't see 10 days from now. And I feel the Holy Spirit said we need to be in this now and moving from the place of faith and deciding and making decisions from the place of faith and not according to what we see. See, they moved according to what they saw. Oh, Lord. Those close to a million people would have started running. And they didn't even have anywhere to run. God, I thank you for divinely positioning us. I thank you, oh God, for divinely positioning us. I thank you, oh God, for divinely positioning us. That we may seem stuck. It may seem dried out. It may seem that it's not getting any better. It may seem that it's getting worse. Oh God, I thank you for divinely positioning us to show us who you are as God of the impossible. I thank you for divinely positioning us to reveal yourself as Yahweh, I am that I am, miracle worker. Oh God, we thank you for positioning us to see your resurrecting power. Oh God, we thank you today for divinely positioning us to show us who you are as Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you, God, today for divinely positioning us to remind us and show us the plan, that you are the great executor of the plans that you have for us, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. I feel you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, we thank you today. We thank you today, oh, God. We thank you today, oh, God, that you are the one that exalts the humble and humbles the proud. You are the one, oh, God. We thank you. We are divinely positioned. We are divinely positioned. You are divinely positioned to have a greater, for God to reveal who you are in him. You are great, divinely, we are divinely positioned. Because there's a you, there's a faith in you. There's a walk with him in you. That's only discovered, that's only realized through this way for some of us. He is the way, and his ways are not like ours. His thoughts are not like ours. So may we ascend to your ways and ascend to your thoughts. May we descend to your ways. Come on, Jesus had to descend. He descended before he was ascended. He humbled before he was exalted. He suffered and was crucified and died and saw and met and saw death before he experienced the resurrecting power of God. Oh Lord, I thank you, oh God, that some of that the sting of things you took away from us. I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Yebo sondia basaya. You know what? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for not always giving it to us the easy way. For gold. Is refined and purified, and the value of it is increased through the fire. May we be a people of faith, oh God, a passion for you, oh God, that you see yourself in us, oh God, that you see more of you, and that the people around us see more of you, and the people we experiencing more of you than they do us. Oh, yes, God. Let them see you, oh, God. So whatever impatience needs to be consumed, consume it, Lord God. Whatever anger issues need to be consumed, consume it, God. Whatever bitterness needs to be consumed, consume it, God. Whatever quickly and easily frustrated needs to be consumed, consume it, God. Whatever yebo so ya. Whatever holding on to wrongdoings, holding accounts, listing out the accounts of wrongdoings, whatever that spirit in us, consume it, God. Wherever we are stuck in the past, moving from the past, living by the past, we have now idolized the past. Oh, God, consume it now. Oh, God, consume it now. Send fire down to consume it now, oh God. We thank you for your consuming fire. Consume the depression, oh God. Consume those places of oppression, oh God. Yes, God, where we are, wherever we are oppressed, consume it, Lord God. Wherever we are moving in hatred, I'm gonna say it, hatred, where it's a lack of kindness. Oh Lord, consume it, Lord God. A lack of gentleness, consume it, Lord God. Wherever we are operating out of that hardness of, oh God, consume it, oh God. Wherever we're operating out of self, being self-sufficient, oh God, self-dependent, self-reliant, consume it, oh God. We want to be God-dependent and God-reliant. Hallelujah. Yebo, sandarabasikio. We thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, my God, my God, my God. Wherever we are quick to speak, and quick to anger. The Bible says, be slow to speak, slow to anger, quick to listen. Wherever we are, slow to listen. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Consume it, oh God. Wherever we are, yebasia, oh God. Wherever we circumcise our tongue. Circumcise our tongue, oh God. Yebasande boso. Wherever we spend more time speaking about what's happening in the natural and what happened and giving the details of account in abundant in that place. And lacking in the place of speaking faith. Oh God, help us consume it, oh God. Woo! That's good. Ooh, that's good. I need to write that down for myself. Let us be abundant in speaking faith and lacking in speaking. Ooh, Holy Spirit, in speaking, oh Lord, in speaking. What we see, what we've been through, what happened, what didn't happen, what she said, what he said, what they didn't say. Wherever we are abundant in our feelings, that our feelings are taking us away from faith and out of faith. Oh, yes, God. Consume it, God. Ooh.
Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for your wind. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. A fresh wind. A fresh wind that blows out the chaff. Ooh, a fresh wind that blows away the distractions. What are distractions, oh God, that's keeping us, delaying us from in the divine, the destiny? Oh, blow it away, oh God. Make us aware and sensitive to where we are choosing to be distracted. That causes us to be that fractious our attraction to you. That alters our attraction. May we in this season be attracted to you and distracted by nothing. Distracted by nothing. Listen, Jesus was so attracted to God that in the boat with the disciples on the Sea of Galilee, crossing to the other side, that he said we're going to cross to the other side. So it didn't matter what rose up in the middle. They was making it to the other side because they was moving on the word. Oh, Shatabat. Oh, Lord, thank you for that revelation. Hold on. There was two times, the two accounts of happenings on the sea. Both accounts we saw moving on the word. The first account, we saw the ship was moving on the word of God, and so they were going to make it to the other side. The second account, we see Peter step out of the boat and now also moving, but in a different form on the word of God. Oh, Lord, that's something right there. The ship was moving on the word of God. The ship was going to make it. The ship was not going to be shipwrecked. Jesus was so, in that moment, so attracted to God that the seas did not distract him from his sleep. Oh, my God. I know this is a yebo soya. That the high seas, that the violent winds, yebo sondo, did not distract him from that sleep, did not distract him from that rest. Yoko urubusundia. There's a way that we can be so attracted to God that will whatever rise up to try to distract us from our walk, distract us from our peace, distract us from our faith, distract us from our joy. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Yerabo soya. Cannot happen. It cannot be. It cannot be. It cannot be. Somebody say it cannot be. It cannot be. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you even in this thing of like moving on your word and that it may look different from last season. The first time that they crossing, it looked away. It looked away where Jesus stayed in the boat. Jesus was in the boat. Peter was in the boat. The disciples in the boat. And they having a conversation in the boat. All on the word. Still the word functioning. Let's also pay attention to that the seas were happening, but so was the word. That the winds were happening, but so was the word. And then Jesus then releases a word to the seas and to the winds. Of peace be still. Come on. Let us be releasing the word from the word. We're releasing the word as we stand on the word. We're releasing the word as we are abiding in the word. Come on. Thank you. So we need to be in the abiding place to know what word, what are you saying? What do we say to this situation? What do we say to this situation? What do I say to this circumstance? What do you say about this report? What do you say? Hallelujah. Just like Jesus again said something to the fig tree. Ko urubusundiara basa. What do you say, God? What do we say? Teach us what to say, Lord. Teach us what to speak, Lord. Oh, Lord. Teach us what to speak, Lord. Woo! teach us, hallelujah. Teach us what to speak, Lord. Teach us what to speak, Lord. Teach us what to speak, Lord. Oh, Lord, teach us what to speak. Even as I am reminded. Even as I am reminded. How Peter and John. In that place of seeking God. In that place of, in the hour of prayer place. In the place of, going to pray. They encountered. They encountered a man who was lame at a temple called Beautiful. And Peter, he says a thing. He says, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." This man had been lame from his mother's womb. This man lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. And a beautiful thing happened at the opening of Peter's mouth. Knowing, remember Peter who said, "Lord, if it be you on the seas, bid me to come." And Jesus, he said a thing. He said a thing that produced a supernatural thing. He said, "Come." Oh, Lord. And then Peter is saying a thing. Oh, Lord, let us get. And let's just go back to Genesis where God said a thing and created from the saying of a thing. Come on, come on, come on. Ooh, God is stressing to us and emphasizing to us our mouthpiece. What Peter had in his mouth was better than silver and gold. What you have in your mouth is better than silver and gold. Oh, Lord, my God, my God, my God. I feel you. I feel you right here, Lord. My God, thank you. Oh, Lord, what we have in our mouth is life. It's power, it's authority, it's blessing. The Bible says whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. Let us sit with it. Let us not move past this moment of Holy Spirit teaching and speaking and conforming us. Watch your words. You can speak cursing without saying a curse word. And some of the words that we're speaking is as vulgar and repulsed to the ears of God as speaking a curse word. And we have become, we normalize and desensitize and have conformed to the world so much so in ways, some of us, so much so, all of us, so much so, many of us, so much so, one of us, so much so, one of us, so much so, me, okay? Me. Excuse me, that we're speaking in seemingly nothing's wrong, seemingly innocent, seemingly like, well, that's just what happened. And it's as vile and vulgar to the ears of God. How about to the ears? How does this sound? Not to my neighbor's ear, not to my ear. How does this sound to God's ear? Lord, correct. Do an inventory of our tongue.
Make us more sensitive and to the point where we can't stand it. If you can't stand it, may we not be able to stand it. If it's vile and vulgar and repulsive to you, let it be vile and vulgar and repulsive to us. The Bible in Proverbs talk about how God despises. It's a lying tongue is disgusting to God. Let what's disgusting to you be disgusting to us. I hear like into the world is like, that's not a big deal. What? You didn't say nothing wrong. What? That was right. That's the reality of the thing. But it's disgusting and despised or worthy to God. Woo! My God! My God! My God! My God! Yes, my God. Oh, my God. My God. My God. Detoxify our tongue. Oh, God, examine our heart. Search our heart, oh, God. That deceitful place of our heart, the wicked place of our heart, oh, God, cleanse it, purge it, create in us a clean heart, and renew a right spirit in us, oh, God. Oh, my God, my God, my God, renew a right spirit in us. Renew a right spirit in us, oh, God. Cleanse us, purge us, love us, oh God, into wholeness. Love us, oh God. Love us, oh God, into wellness. Love us, oh God, into healthiness. Love us, oh God, into blessedness. Love us as we go through. I thank you for loving us that some things you're not taking us out of, but rather you're walking with us through, leading us through, guarding us through, shielding us through. Lord God, we bless your name. Thank you for this place of faith. Even I just saw like this place of faith being like the woman with the issue of blood who pressed and who pressed and who pressed because she only saw one thing. She was attracted to Jesus. She was attracted to God. Because Jesus and the Father are one. She was attracted to God that she let nothing, not even her own pain, she let nothing, not even her own worsening of situation. She let nothing, not even the weakness in her body. She let nothing, not even the mocking and the shame from other people. She let nothing. Not even the amount of crowd that she had to press through. She let nothing distract her from getting to Jesus. Her attraction to Jesus was stronger than her emotional state. Huh? Ooh, yeah, Boso, Baba Ya. She could have said, man, it's not worth it. There's more people. Look, there's more people. I still haven't. No. So attracted to God, attracted to Jesus, that nothing became an obstacle, that nothing could be an obstacle of distraction to take her away. Nothing. And she met Jesus. And Jesus met her. And there was a beautiful that happened at that place. And so, God, I thank you for the beautiful that's happening as we are attracted solely to you, that nothing, not even the prettiness of gold, because not the prettiness, how about this? Not the prettiness of the glitter that appears to be gold, nothing is distracting me from you. That we seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaberekeka Adonai Bishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Vyasim Laka Shalom. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.